Hi, everybody. Welcome to the I Am Real Estate Show. Saturday morning. Glad you're here to listen to a little bit about real estate. I'm Frey Smith with Sandra Johnson and Danielle Johnson. We are the Johnson Smith team from Indy Realty. And by the way, we have our designated broker on the show, who is Don Geisler. He's the CEO of Indy Realty. How you doing today, boss?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, as always.
We were discussing offline, and the things we thought about talking about is just the general state of the market right now. And there's a lot of concerns and a lot of things we want to really try to get out to the audience, the things that you can do and not do, and what to worry and not worry about. I mean, you can worry about everything or you can worry about nothing. The choice is yours.
It's true. And, you know, from a person who works in this business and has been through every type of market that you can imagine.
What year did you start?
2001.
Okay.
So how many years is it? 20?
I wasn't going to go there, but 2001. We kind of know the market was pretty good.
It's going on 23 years. Let's see if I can encapsulate it real quick. It was normal, then awesome, then bad, then awesome. I mean, it just keeps on. It just goes up and down, up and down. There's never really bad. It's just different.
A very good friend of mine used to say about normal? It's a setting on the dryer. That is all it is a setting on the dryer.
There's no normal. Like, normal in this market, in our industry, is get up in the morning, see what's going on out there, adjust your practices to match what's going on in the field. And there's a ton of business out there.
Right.
And as somebody who works in the business, there's plenty. You have to focus on where it's at, what you're doing, be great at what you do, you know.
Okay, we're done here. Let's go
just
home.
Focus.
That's pretty much it.
Do your thing.
But forgot to say that Indy Realty, we are the best.
We are the best at Indy Realty.
We're really good at what we do. So if you need someone, I mean, that's the plug right there, right? We're the best. Call us.
That's right.
We're going to get you through this. That's the whole ideal about this, I think.
It is. So I woke up this morning and started reading an article from Inman. And the title of the article was, the gist of the article was that it was time for the industry to embrace the question of affordability, you know, and I think it makes sense. I think that us as professionals that are guiding sellers through this process, that are helping buyers navigate the process, we have to be aware of the real tangible effects, what's going on in the market right now.
Right.
And I think affordability means something different to every person. We were having lunch today talking about a recent guest that Danielle had on her center stage show. It was Sister Jose.
Yep.
And they were talking about the shelter and the people coming into the shelter.
They were talking about an increase of women that are homeless. And I asked the question, you know, why is this happening? Is there something we can point to that's a big factor in that? And they said the affordability of housing, and that women who are retired, who are unable to go back to work on a fixed income, their rent is doubling and tripling, and now they can't afford it. And so where do they go? They end up on the streets.
Yeah.
And that affordability question for someone who maybe has a growing family is not that same scenario. But it definitely is on people's minds, regardless of whether you're retired and on a limited income, or if you're that person who just would like to maybe move up to the next house because you're outgrowing the space that you're in. Affordability is still the big question.
It is. And, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned the rental market, because the rental market is tough. And I mean, for renters, you know, it's very tough. And that's just kind of fleshed out to be a very fundamental supply and demand and opportunity issue, you know, which comes to housing prices went up. So less people found housing affordable. So more people are renting. So therefore more demand for renting. And so therefore rent prices increased pretty much commensurately with sales prices.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, to a point where things are very different now, and we are the least doom and gloom people you have ever talked to. I mean, we get out there and do the business and help people and succeed no matter what's going on in the market. But these are conversations that we, you know, absolutely have to have with people. I would say most simplistically, All right. When interest rates are up and pricing is up, affordability is down. Mm-hmm. So we've had times in past years, in very recent times, where prices spiked incredibly, but interest rates kept going down. 2%, you know, ARMs in the 1% range. And so we were able to say affordability is still awesome. Like, right. When you can say prices have gone up $100,000 on average, but the average monthly payment has gone down $500 a month, that's good. That's affordability, right? But you would expect when interest rates go up and prices are up, and interest rates are not likely to come down in the very near future, what is going to happen with prices? They're either going to stay up and demand is going to stagnate, or prices are going to have to stabilize, you know? And so our job is to always go out, get our sellers the amount of money, the top dollar that we can in the amount of time that they need it done in. Mm-hmm. But it's also our responsibility to educate them on what they're about to jump into.
Yeah.
You know, and being able to have the conversations of, you know, your buyer pool has shrunk simply because of the affordability issue and because people are sitting tight waiting to see what happens. We've had a lot of a big segment of the market, of the buying population, has gotten over the sticker shock of the dramatic increases and have just landed on interest rates are what they are. Mm-hmm. And so we need to move forward with our lives, get our new home. And in the future, you know, they may or may not be able to refinance, you know, change things up.
But, yeah. And John Spur, when he's here, he says, you marry the house, you date the rate. Mm-hmm. Because people that are waiting to buy because they're waiting to see if the rates come down are really missing an opportunity to buy with less competition.
They are.
And so you'll win on the price, and then there's the opportunity down the road to refinance when it's appropriate to do so.
It is. And there's an opportunity cost to everything. Mm-hmm. You know, people may or may not be hesitant to jump in, but I promise there's an opportunity cost to not acting also.
Right.
And sometimes that's very tangibly and quickly financial, and you can see it on a piece of paper. Sometimes it's less tangible, but it's rooted in your happiness, where you want to get to in your life, what you want in a home,
right.
And are you sitting in a place where you are dissatisfied and unhappy, trying to wait out forces that are just bigger than all of us,
right.
You know, potentially. So, you know, we can help. I guess that the short answer is, we can help. The market is different, which I'm sure we'll continue discussing here today.
Yeah, to me, that's the solution. The solution is that we're here for you.
Yes.
That there is no doom and gloom, that the end is going on. So we're heading to the break right now. So we're going to thank you for taking some time and spending it with us this evening. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show on 1030 AM KVOI, The Voice. We'll be back with more of the show with our great designated broker and the owner of Indy Realty, Don Geisler. We thank you so much for spending this afternoon with us.
It's the morning. It's 11 o'clock in the morning.
It's almost at night. Lunch at
11. I want you to have a great evening,
right,
too.
Evening, afternoon, morning.
Whatever. Come on back. Hi, everybody. We're back. I was informed that I'm talking about the evening, afternoon, and the morning. And I just want to let you guys know that we can talk real estate all day long. So I'm just so happy to be talking about real estate. So I just pick an evening, afternoon, or morning, and we decide.
Raymond is the 24-hour answering service. What's that phone number, Raymond?
520-904-7711.
All right. So 2 a.m., 3 a.m., you're watching infomercials, thinking real estate, you call Raymond. And he'll be there.
You know, the show is on our Facebook page and YouTube. So if you do want to watch it in the afternoon, evening, or the middle of the night, you are free to do so.
There you go.
Yeah, it's available.
I think what happened today, I kind of love this. We call this a frank conversation about real estate and about what's going on, the state of real estate, the general state of the real estate. Reading real estate is a spot hard to totally decipher what's going on today, but with having a good realtor and a good brokerage is what you need to help you get through these kind of times, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much, it seems, randomness out there when we list houses and we're still seeing five offers in the first week.
Yep.
And then we list houses. And
Great
houses at the what we think is the right price. And we're seeing some hesitance. And everything is very, very localized. You know, we've had this conversation before about how the outskirts tend to get hit first and kind of, you know, set a precedent for what kind of then spreads into town. You know, but really, our responsibility is to talk to sellers honestly. You know, to the point where that is a code of ethics, you know, and rules question, is agents should always tell the sellers what they need to hear.
Right.
You know, and the bottom line right now, based on just what we've seen for over the past, you know, X number of months / years and all accumulating all of that, is like my philosophy is always, you're the seller, you get to set the price. But here is all the information that I have, and here's what I would do if it were my house. Now you decide where you want to list it, and then if we agree to list it and we're all compatible, then you're going to get world-class marketing and all of our effort to get you that price. But, you know, what I ask in return from the sellers is, if you're telling me you want to see what the market is going to tell you, then you have to be willing to listen when the market speaks. I mean, if we're just sitting there 6 weeks from now and nothing is happening, and we know that we have got the house marketed and it's out there and we're holding it open, and we're doing everything that we possibly can, and things just aren't happening, then you can't tell me, well, let's see what the market says. Because at that point, the market has spoken. And then, and we have some very, very specific and, dare I say, clever marketing strategies with pricing that then we, you know, kind of implement to generate more interest and more traffic. But we have to be willing to move. And I think sellers need to be aware right now what buyers are looking for. And buyers are feeling strapped already.
I remember my time in the military going to the academy. They just talk about hearing. And we have to make sure that our clients are not hearing, but that they're actually listening. Because listening is active. It means you're paying attention. You can hear a lot of things, but you need to be listening to what we're saying and understanding what we're saying so we know that you're actively participating in the process. So hearing us is one thing, but listening is really, really important. You have to sit back and play it and do that little thing, little active doing.
And I have to say, we went through this just over a year ago with the listing that we had. I think I was more maybe married to the price than the seller because I ran the comps and I felt like we were really appropriately priced. And as an agent, you have to go that extra step and look at the neighborhood and look at what's selling around you. If nobody is selling and nobody has showings and there are extenuating circumstances, holidays, rate increases, you might not rush to just drop the price. You may want to look at the overall market and do a little research and decide what the best, you know, what the best response is from that seller based on what their needs are.
Well, yeah. And, you know, what I would add to that, although I know that panic and worry set in super quickly, but let me say this as clearly as possible. Like, and if nobody ever remembers a word I said on this particular show, but they remember this, I would be super happy, right? This 5 and 10 and 14 days on the market stuff that we are so used to right now is absolutely, positively abnormal.
Right.
Okay. And I'm not saying it's good or bad. I don't know that 20 offers on a house on day one, it's a lucrative market. It's great for sellers. Is it necessarily a super healthy market? I might say no. But we have to understand 5, 10, 15 days on the market, that's not normal. Right. Like normal is more like 30, 60, 90, 120 days on the market. Dare I say 6 months and not get run out of town, you know? But we are going to at some point trend toward normal. So you're right, Sandra. You know, you don't have to fire sale or do drastic reductions in the first 15, 30 days unless that's your goal. If you are a seller that needs to be out in 30 days.
I have had the seller who said, I can afford this month's payment. By next month, I don't have the money to make a mortgage on the house that I'm living in for my new job and this house.
Yeah, then that's we have to tell them.
Conversation.
Yeah, then we have to tell them the price point that gets that done.
Right.
And it's a different price point.
And I think that also, you know, if you're a seller, you need to be really honest about that and not be afraid to share that with your agent, because how can we help you make those decisions and help you, you know, set yourself up to get what you need if we don't know? And so those really good conversations, having the agent that you fully trust and you know that they will understand what your bottom line is and help you get there, that is really important.
Right, that our process is not cookie cutter. Mm-mm. They must understand our process is geared towards each individual, what your needs are. We know what your needs are. We will do everything in our power to make sure you get what you want out of that sale. Oh, and we're going to buy you a house, we're looking to buy you a house for you. What you need to then try to pay for. It's all about you and what your need. It's not exactly a cookie cutter right. idea.
Exactly right. It's very well said.
Yeah.
Thank you. I want to take that. I am done for today. Mic drop.
We lost Raymond.
You know, one other thing that as we're looking at buyers or sellers, either way, if there's something that sets you apart and makes you more compelling as either the seller, so your home, while it may be comparable to something that's close by, what makes someone choose your home instead of something that's right next door? If they're priced right. the same, what makes you stand out?
I'm so glad you said that. And what makes them move? Mm-hmm. And to give credit where credit is due, Steve Harney, nationally renowned speaker, you know, one time I heard him say, you have to price compelling versus competitive. Because you can pull up all the listings and say everybody's sitting at 400, but they're not moving. You price at 400, yes, you're competitive with the rest of the competition, right? But are you compelling? Are you sitting at a price point where a consumer, where a buyer sees value and is compelled to say, I have to take advantage, I have to jump at this, this is right for me. So compelling versus competitive, and thank you so much, Danielle, for bringing that up and saying it.
Well, and I'll say too, on the buyer side, we've talked about, you know, how we have had situations with lots of offers. We to say the same thing to a buyer. Something has to set you apart.
Yeah.
What makes your offer better?
I don't know. Are you talking to me? Okay. Hey, we want to thank you for staying with us. We'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Danielle Johnson, Ray Smith, and Sandra Johnson. And we're here with our designated broker and CEO of Indy Realty, Don Geisler. So stay tuned. Hi, guys. We're back, and we've been having a great conversation. Well, I think we call it the frank conversation about real estate. And I saw this. I didn't see this. Sandra saw this quote, or not quote, these numbers about in January of 2020, the median price for a house in Tucson was $220,000. And now, I think January this year, it's at 300.
No, that was that. Those are current stats that we were looking at.
Yeah. And now it's at 345. That's a big jump. When I was telling Danielle, is that that's the jump in the pricing, but yet the pricing for, or rather the wages, have not gone up that fast.
Right.
So
now Danielle was talking a little bit about, I mean, she's amazing. If you haven't met her yet,
well, thank
she's
you.
Amazing. She started teaching at a high school in somewhere around 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And as a teacher, bought her first home. What? How old were you then? You're looking at
know.
Me. I'm your mom. 20, I should know that.
24,
25. Okay. Buying your first home.
No, I wasn't. I was like 22. I don't know how old I am. I forgot.
Well, anyway.
So
you are just a pup.
Buying just your first home at that point, and you were able to purchase an REO, bank-owned property, right after all the craziness of the housing market, at $110,000.
Yeah.
And this was a newer construction home close to the school that you were teaching at.
Mm-hmm.
And on a teacher's salary, you qualified for a nice home.
Yep. I had lots of options when I was looking. I mean, obviously I couldn't afford anything, but I had really nice options. I ended up with a nice three-bedroom house. It had a loft and two living room areas. I mean, it was a very big house. It was very mm-hmm. nice.
Huge yard.
Yeah. It was a really nice place. I looked at a lot of places that had pools. You know, most of them were 3 and 4 bedroom, and I had a lot of choices.
And that house today would be over $300,000.
Yep, 3 times what I paid for it 13 years ago.
And so we look at a teacher's salary.
Those salaries.
That 13 years ago, a teacher's salary has not matched the pace of that home.
They have barely increased. I mean.
Well, but, and it's not just teacher salaries. And that article that I referenced this morning, you know, from Inman already, what it said, 75% of buyers have been priced out of the market. Right. That was a national stat. You know, it's not necessarily true for our market.
And that has probably as much to do with the interest rates as it does.
It does.
With the price of the house,
the whole bundle that goes into being, you know, affordability. But, you know, basically, what the article said was middle class, including upper middle class earners, have been priced out of the market. And so, you know, ask yourself, is it sustainable? And again, we're certainly not doom and gloom people, and most. Not all, but a large percentage of people who make moves in the same market break even. You know, you're able to make a move and you may pay higher, but you made higher, you know, and vice versa. You know, people that move in different markets, you know, sometimes they get caught without a chair.
Yeah, you don't want to sell low and buy high. But if you're selling low and buying low, or selling high and buying high, it's pretty much
it's theoretically
wash.
All good. Yeah. So, can't say enough. There's a lot out there, and there are just so many facets that go into the pricing and the affordability and stuff like that. And one of the things we were talking about at the break was the one thing that is very hard to quantify. So, Ray, when you go in and you say, even for us professionals, the market is hard to figure out. That superficially, you say, prices are at the tippy top, interest rates are at the top, you know, prices just have to come down, period. But why is that not necessarily true? It's not necessarily true because the one thing that we can't quantify is the market demand. The same article also said, for every new house that comes on the market, there are 2 to 3 ready, willing, and able buyers out there still. You know, so what we can't quantify is the market demand. Mm-hmm. So that's why we go in and we will tell a seller, hey, yo, I think you should be at 300, but you want to try 350? We'll try it. You know, because we can't conclusively say this is not going to happen until we try it out and see what. And that's a little counterintuitive to what we've all been trained, because we feel like our first 30 days on the market are your best time, where your listing is the most fresh, et cetera. But we still have to do a service to the client and say, let's legitimately see what the market tells us. And we can't quantify that part. You know, the other thing that hasn't changed, and all this has been talking about affordability and the high stuff a lot, but the thing that's still low is the months of inventory. You know, we consider 6 months of inventory to be a balanced market, and we're at still 2 months of inventory.
Right.
So we are very much in a seller's market still from that respect. So it takes, there's some science to how we price properties, but there's most definitely art too. And dare I say a little luck, you know, so make sure your karma,
timing.
For all you agents out there, make sure your karma's in good shape.
Timing is huge. It really is. And that could be, you know, when I'm talking with sellers, you know, it could be the weather. When we were 118 almost, or they were predicting that, I don't think we got there. That's a tough time to come on the market, because nobody wants to get out of their air-conditioned car and go into your home. It's just getting the key out of the key safe. Everybody's sweating and like, I'm so over this. So it could be the weather.
Your hands are blistered from the key safe.
Yeah, it could be the prices. It could be so many things. When the school year, holidays, there are so many things that impact. There are little speed bumps maybe in the market that if you go on one weekend versus 2 weeks from now, it could be a different situation for you as a seller.
And to me, it's just a matter of us doing everything together as a team, with you and the seller and you and the buyer as a team, making these decisions on what the prices are and what you're going to go, when you're going to go on the market. And I always tell our clients, we work for you. You're the reason why we're here. How do we help you? All we can do is provide you information so that you can make the most accurate decision you can. And when you make it, our job is to follow that decision through to the end and making sure you know what's going on and update you. Manage your expectations. Thank you, Danielle.
Yeah, the most wonderful statement I ever heard from some sellers of mine was, selling a home is a collaborative effort.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, it's just awesome to hear them say that, because it really is. You know, we can't have different goals or different ideas than the sellers, and we all have to work together, and the sellers have to be on the same page, you know, in order to achieve their goals.
And I'm going to say, real estate done right, we don't have winners and losers.
Never.
We win. All winners.
All winners.
Yeah, if you're looking to buy or sell your home, or if you have any question concerning real estate, that's what we're talking about today on I Am Real Estate Team Show, I Am Real Estate Show, with Danielle Johnson, Ray Smith, and Sandra Johnson. My number is 520-904-7711. Sandra is?
520-850-1725.
And Danielle's is?
520-373-6864.
We are the Johnson Smith team at Indy Realty. We're back, guys, talking about real estate with Don Geisler, who is the CEO of Indy Realty and also the designated broker of Indy Realty. You're here with Ray Smith. Sandra, I don't sound happy.
You sound amazing, man. Yeah. Just keep going.
I didn't sound happy. I'm like, what's going on? Okay, yeah, with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Danielle Johnson. And I mentioned something that Daniel always helps me remind myself is all about managing expectations. And managing expectations, just an honest conversation with your clients. And that's what we do every single time. In doing so, we have some other things we're talking about. It's about new construction. And you wanted to bring something on?
Yeah, because we've talked a lot about interest rates and the affordability. And I think the last couple of years, new construction has been extremely challenging. I'm glad my broker's here, because he'll correct me if I say anything wrong. But what kind of a silver lining right now for buyers is that we do have more, I think, spec homes or inventory in the new construction market. So the wait times have, you have the opportunity at least to have a shorter wait time. And they're offering some really good incentives for the buyers, whether those are appliance packages or landscaping or just simply having a better interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the better interest rate conversation, I think that's critically important, because I tip my hat to some of the new construction people that we work closely with.
Mm-hmm.
And they got out in front of the issues. They got out in front of, mm-hmm. you know, a little bit of a slowdown. And I really appreciate people that identify the actual issues where the rubber hits the road and come up with solutions. And what they have done is frankly created flexibility where in some other segments of the market, there is none.
Right.
You know, so they have created the flexibility to, in a lot of cases, new construction are offering massive buy downs on the interest rates, permanent buy downs on the interest rates. And they're, in some cases, they are contributing the maximum amount that's allowed in these loan programs toward the buyer's financing, to get them interest rates that are still, I mean, we're closing stuff in the 5% range, you know, right now. Just a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
I saw spec homes a titch under 5%,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it really is something to investigate. Let me point out to everybody, make sure that you reach out to us, to Raymond, Sandra, or Danielle, to set you up. You know, they are aware and educated in the new home communities that are out there. And in order to enjoy the representation that these guys bring, we have to be with a buyer on the first visit to a site.
Yeah, I think sometimes our clients feel like, I don't want to waste your time and have you go out there, because if I don't like what I find, then you've wasted your day. And what they don't understand is that we do need to be there the first time that they visit that property for us to be able to represent them. And they are getting representation, which is typically the seller that I love telling people I'm expensive when I'm working with buyers, but you don't have to pay for it.
So. That's right.
Well, and that is the benefit. Some of them think that they do have to pay, but you don't.
It's built in the price of the house. In this current system, potentially it can be viewed that representation is built in the price of the house, but make a left turn out of there. For
so if you're like I said, I'm so glad my broker's sitting here. And I'm going to tell you too that one of the things we love about Indy Realty is that you are not paying fees to be represented by our company. Any of those flat rate commissions or additional fees that
we do not, as a company, have any administrative fees above and beyond what our co-op fees in the MLS provide and or our representation agreement with our buyers has laid out. So it's all clear, and we don't have any add-on fees that we charge the consumers at Indy Realty.
And we appreciate that a lot.
And we know that you're probably driving in the car right now wondering, you know what, I should go ahead and go look at some new construction. Before you do that, please call 520-904-7711. It's Ray Smith or...
Sandra at 520-850-1725.
Or Danielle, 520-373-6864.
You know, when we first started doing radio, people told us, you guys never ask for a business, and you're making a mistake.
Who else says ask for business all the time?
You do.
Oh, that's me. That's right.
Yeah, so we're asking for your business, and we want to be the ones that represent you, but we also want to make sure that this radio show is all about giving you more information. And we think if we arm you with enough information, you'll feel more confident to give us a call and let us take you through the process that is geared just for you, not for, like I said, we're not a cookie-cutter organization. We're all about individuals. With that being said, we talked to a new construction. Danielle,
can I jump in real quick? I want to say, too, that, you know, part of our service, what we provide to people is we do free home valuations. We've talked about that before. But along with a home valuation, we can give you a market summary for your zip code so you can understand what's happening in your market. And that's something that can be done, you know, every 6 months, so you can monitor it and you can see the impact on your zip code. And that's part of a relationship, you know, with us. That's a complimentary service. It's something we do because we want you to understand what's happening in your area and what's happening in the market and what's happening specifically for your home.
Yeah, you can email those requests to johnsonsmith@indie-realty.com, and we'd be happy to provide those.
I think there's an expo coming up.
Yes, next Thursday, September 14th.
I can't believe it's here already.
I can't either. It's one of those things that come up, you know, and you're like, oh yeah, we'll think about that later. Uh-huh. Well, it became later all of a sudden. But it is next Thursday, the 14th, at TCC. It is the Tucson Association of Realtors Expo. And Indy Realty is going to have a booth there. We're going to have a lot of fun. We want to invite all of the real estate professionals in the area. Make sure that you have on your calendar to come by the expo. This is the trade show for your organization that you support, that you pay your dues to, that works tirelessly for you. So by all means, come out there and check out the expo and check out all the work that goes into what our association has to offer and our membership. There'll be lots of different vendors. I assume real estate brokers will be there. It's the first one that we've had since COVID. Indy Realty is going to have an awesome booth. We're excited to be there. And we are absolutely looking forward to everybody coming by, saying hi, meeting us in person, also hearing a little bit about Indy, and just getting to know a little bit about you guys. So make sure you make it a point to come by our booth next Thursday.
Yeah, you can pick up some free education there, and there'll be lots of giveaways. And I'll tell you what, the companies that participate love to turn it into a fun event.
Yeah.
And there's just a ton of energy and excitement in the room. And so it's a fun place to go.
Yeah, and I think we are going to be giving out the theme for the expo this year is Back to Broadway. And I think we are going to be giving out tickets to a show of your choice. Asterisks, quotations,
et cetera.
You want the details? Come get it.
That's right. Yeah, come by and see him. Come by and see us and say, have a good time at the expo. With that being said, Sandra and Danielle talked about something about in the industry and all about the current climate. And Danielle said something that the sense of urgency has changed. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've kind of seen, you know, some of the listings that we expect to move really quickly have kind of slowed down a little bit, not because of a lack of interest, not because of bad pricing, you know, nothing specific. It's just that the urgency in some buyers in certain parts of town have kind of, it's slowed down a little bit. They're interested, they want to buy, but they're not moving immediately. Like at one point, if you didn't jump on it in 5 minutes, you know, it's gone.
Right.
And that sense of urgency is gone. It's not that the home isn't great or that it's not going to sell or that the price is, like I say, it's not overpriced. It's just that it's taking a little bit more time. And so we're seeing the median days on market are just a little bit higher than what they were. I want to say maybe 6 months ago, it was around 9 days, and now we're at about 15 days.
19, I think, was the number for Tucson. Yeah, last I checked. So they're not huge differences.
No.
But when we were selling, your first weekend you went on the market, and now you're waiting 3 weeks, it feels like an eternity. But Don mentioned that earlier. It's nowhere near that setting on the dryer that we call normal.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you're someone that has a hard time making a quick decision, it does also mean that as a buyer, you might have a little bit more time to make those decisions and still put in that competitive offer and get the house that you want.
But I also think you have to do it now. We always talk about people who want to move into a house, and I'm thinking about doing it, moving in December. Well, the time to start even and thinking about it is now. Because you want to be able to look at what you want, you want to be able to take your time, and then when you find it, it takes us 45 days to get there. By that time, you're close to Christmas, and you're close to Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving to Christmas is really a tough time because everybody's taking time off to try to get things done.
Back to managing those expectations, making sure that you don't expect it to be done tomorrow.
Yeah,
it may take some time. Give it time.
This is one of my favorite shows that we do when we've got Don on the air. You bring so much really good content and expertise. Tell people how to reach you.
You can reach me at 520-869-2376. We are coming up on our 2-year mark.
Yay!
Indy Realty, right across from Udall Park, 7255 East Tanca Verde Road. Very excited. And we are, of course, always looking for great, top-notch professionals to be part of our team. Come be part of something new and fresh and exciting because we're having a great time.
We are. And we love Indy Realty. Every one of us around this table is passionate about working there, and we love what we do. We also want to take this time to thank our sponsors, Pioneer Title Agency, Indy Realty, Inspired Life Mortgage, Rego Pest Prevention, and Power, that's POWUR, Solar. You guys, if you're using them, please let them know that you heard about them on the I Am Real Estate Show.
That's a great group of people right there.
It is. Yeah.
Thanks, Don, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Expo next week. See you there.